Why do I think it's important that we study this kind of subject matter? I think there are several reasons. One is simply that there's a great wealth of literature in the world. There's so many extraordinary things that have been written by people in all times and places. And I think it's very important that you try and give yourself the greatest possible exposure. Now, a lot of this literature is written in languages which no one person could hope to learn all of them. Okay, it'd be very difficult to learn classical Arabic and classical Chinese and classical Japanese and Sanskrit and Prakrit and Malayalam and French and Spanish and so on. Luckily, more and more is available in translation. But there are also traditions from far beyond the United Kingdom, from places like Australia or New Zealand or Kenya or Nigeria, which are written in English. Even Papua New Guinea and Samoa and Vanuatu have magnificent writers who write in English. And you can just expose yourself to new and wonderful ideas by exploring world literature in this way. So I would encourage you to consider Australian literature as an uncharted territory from a British perspective. And you can really learn something new and fresh by going to another country like Australia. That would be the first thing. The second thing is that, of course, one of the most important stories of British history is the British Empire. And Australia was one significant component of that empire. And you can learn more about how Britain's role in the world in the 19th century by reading the works of people who lived in Britain's colonies. And Australia is one place where you can read those works. But of course, there was also a lot of books published in India in this period, many in English, and other places too. You know, East Africa, all the places British people colonized, you can access literature from there and you can learn more about the force Britain was in the world. I'll say the final thing is that these particular poets that I've highlighted to you were very humane and intelligent writers who have a lot to say. As I indicated in an answer to a previous question, Harper was a particularly philosophical poet. You know, if you compare his poetry to the famous British poetry of the same period, you know, particularly Tennyson and Browning and Rossetti, the poets who you might most encounter in the school curriculum, his poetry is really full of ideas. Those poets tended to aim to write beautiful, mellifluous poetry full of imagery. And there were ideas there, of course, but Harper steps through arguments and points, makes assertions in a way that they don't. So you can get a different sort of poetry from him and a more philosophical and logical approach to things by reading his poetry, which is really refreshing and interesting. He also wrote poems on really interesting topics. Like, he wrote one very amusing poem called Lost in the Bush, from the perspective of a recent British settler who wanders out in the bush and doesn't know what's there and gets lost and ends up falling asleep in what he thinks is the wilderness. And the next morning he realizes he's actually fallen asleep next to a pub, which he could have gone inside. You know, and he writes on bushfires and kangaroo hunts and all these sorts of things that are interesting subject matter. In terms of Dunlop and Wallachie, as I've already mentioned, in a way, Dunlop was not that interesting a poet. She was quite conventional and romantic, but it was interesting that she was that because she was trying to incorporate ideas and indeed in this one particular example, I showed you entire poems from Indigenous culture. So I think you can learn something very new from that. You can expose yourself to something quite different, even though her poetry is written in a rather, conventional manner.